Good morning, Dennis.
How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Hey, I love your show.
Thanks, pal.
And I got two little questions for you.
Yes.
Bathroom exhaust fan. Supposed to be vented outside.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
What's the best way to do that?
I use what we call a roof cap that it looks a lot like a dryer vent, but it's got a little bit of a different, it's got more of a bend to it. You know, in other words, it does it like a really hard 90, a little bit of a harder 90. And they are made by Newtone. You know, it's here in town.
Okay.
And it's just a very simple, I've got a really good picture of mine on my website if you want to go see what it looks like.
Okay.
If you go to askthebuilder.com, and I was actually just looking at this column the other day, and I think if you go to the ventilation part of my website, you'll see that navigation button on the left. And there's columns there about, you know, bath fans, bath fan ducting, you know, and I've got this great close-up photo of the one right on my roof. And that's where I like to take it out through the roof, personally.
Okay.
And you just connect your 4-inch steel pipe right to the bottom of it. These roof caps have their own built-in damper so that, you know, when the fan's not on, cold air doesn't come back down the pipe. And the only other thing you have to realize is that if you're going to use that steel exhaust pipe, which is what you should use, is once it's installed up in the attic, you have to insulate that pipe.
Okay.
If you don't insulate it, what's going to happen is in the very cold weather, that hot, moist air inside the pipe will actually condense. You'll get liquid water that forms on the inside of the pipe. The water drains back down the pipe, and people think they've got a roof leak. They actually have water dripping out of their fan in the bathroom.
Okay.
But if you insulate the outside of that pipe up in the attic, that will not happen.
That sounds good.
All right.
Are those readily available at, like, your Home Depots and Lowe's?
Well, I don't know if they are there or not. I'm actually getting ready to write a book about those two stores, believe it or not.
Okay.
But I can tell you where I always shop to get them. I always go to one of the places here in town that sells nothing but electrical light fixtures.
Okay.
Because typically those companies handle the entire full line of Newtone products.
Okay.
You know, so that's where I would go. So, you know, that means, like, potentially going to Becker's out in Sharonville. There is Decor Lighting, I think, up on Kemper Road. You know, any of these places that sell thousands and thousands of light fixtures.
All right.
That's where I'd give a call to see if they got it.
All right.